Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, I found a pullover in the back, and it's a Long Branch Bourbon pullover. Yeah, Long Branch Bourbon pullover, but it's a little big for me. I've got the one that fits me at home. Yeah, so I still think it looks great, though. It's got Long Branch on the left arm, and I'm left-handed, so that's pretty cool, too. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone on National Cocktail Day. We'll tip of the cap to a Long Branch Bourbon Old Fashioned. Order one today. Also, shout out to two brothers in Stark Vegas, Mississippi. Two brothers, baby. Starkville, Mississippi. Pre-game, post-game, maybe during the game, the way they're playing. But, I mean, Barton and T-Powell don't care. They're great with whatever. But wings, tacos, their burger is very underrated. A lot of times Barton's doing something, you know, some kind of special, whether it's throughout the week or weekend. Atmosphere is awesome. Upstairs, downstairs, whatever. It is a good place tomorrow morning. Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary, smash some wings, get going, and have some fun. Enjoy Oxford and Starkville regardless of what's going on, you know, on the field. I know some of you can and some of you can't, but have fun in Oxford Swayze and have fun at in Starkville and Duty Noble. I'll be in Starkville. I'll be at Duty Noble Field. I don't know how much. I'll be bouncing, you know, kind of in and out, but Wendy's coming with me this weekend, so it's a different deal. You know, she's good with whatever we do, so we'll kind of float around a little bit. I will not be pitch to pitch. How about that? You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I'm sitting down, I'm locked in. And then sometimes I'm social, Bo. I'm, you know, kind of flying around. Be more social. I'm going to hang out with Kendall Collins. That could be dangerous. And we'll just kind of see how that works. And Nick Fulton from USA Pawn.
Oh, that could be dangerous, real too. Real dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. And USAPawn.com and their mega, mega, mega store, which is really, really nice, over 30,000 square feet. I-55 South McDowell Road. Nobody does pawn in the Southeast like USA Pawn, USAPawn.com. All right, we're efforting Steve Robertson. Evidently, he's trying to warm up his arm because Mississippi State may need him out of the bullpen this weekend. Dogs and the Commodores and Rebs and the Gators, baby. So, out of those two teams, Florida has the better uniforms. I'm going orange and blue over gold and black. Although I like what the Saints have done with their uniforms the last decade, for sure. There's a cool factor there. But I'm just thinking off the top of my head as far as uniforms, I'm going Florida over Vanderbilt. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Don't forget that Spring Street Cigars is open in Oxford and Starkville. So this weekend, if you want a premium stick, Spring Street Cigars in Oxford and Starkville. Not only do they have a humidor, but they have a place where you can smoke your cigar. Both have lounges. Very, very nice. And you can smoke outside at both. The upstairs balcony in Starkville and the back patio in Oxford, where I was with Patrick Kelly and Dole Bryan during football season. And we ended up at Spring Street in Oxford after a wonderful dinner when I did that remote for Finch and Kelly. Do we have Steve Robertson? Hi, Boneyard, 247 Sports, Jeans Page. Steve Robertson joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Steve, I think getting one is a monumental task for this team this weekend against Vandy with 11 arms back. And Corbin looks to be rolling after a slight dip coming off Mississippi State, beating Vanderbilt in the championship series 2 years ago. But to win two is you know, that is a monumental challenge. Handicap it. We'll start with one. How did they get one this weekend?
Well, that's a good question. I think a lot of it's going to depend on how you pitch it this weekend. And what I mean by that is the rotation. I mean, Sunday is a TBD day, right? They have not announced a Sunday starter. I think some of that kind of relates to Nate Dome. You know, if you can get through Friday and Saturday without having to use him, then he goes on Sunday. I just begin to wonder, though, if you ever get in a situation where you have a lead late, you got to use him, right? I mean, you simply have to. But if you can get into Sunday, I think State's offense is good enough to hit Sunday pitching. I think they've got a good chance to get that game. You know, the rest of it kind of boils down to how well Vanderbilt does offensively. And that, of course, relates to can States throw strikes, or are they going to walk the ballpark? If they throw strikes, this Vanderbilt offense has been up and down a bit at times this year. They had a really good weekend against Ole Miss last week. And you kind of wonder, is that the anomaly or is that their identity? Because they have really struggled to swing the bat at times this year, hitting around, what, 280 or so? So we'll see. But I'm with you. I mean, they need to get State needs to get to. But I think they're going to need some help from Vanderbilt in order to do that.
Hmm. All right, so you mentioned Dome. People were asking about him earlier. And are you surprised Girangelo is still going Friday?
No, I'm not. That kid's a freak. I mean, I'm not the least bit surprised that he's still going on Friday. And, you know, last weekend was the first time he'd thrown a baseball game in his life in a temperature less than 70 degrees. You know, it takes him a little while to warm up. I mean, you look outside of that first inning, he was absolutely outstanding. But, of course, that first inning counts. But I think now that he's had the experience, he's pitching back at home, I expect him to go out and produce a good start tonight. I'm eager to see how he does against this Vanderbilt lineup that does have some swing and miss in it. So I think Girangelo gives you a good chance to win on Fridays. And if you had told me 2 months ago he'd be the Friday starter this year, I don't know that I'd have believed that. But here he is. He's acquitted himself really well.
Okay. What are your thoughts? We had a couple listeners that said, put Girangelo on Sunday. He'd be the best SEC starter on, or one of the best, if not the best, on Sunday.
Well, then you're just giving Friday away. You know, I don't think you can afford to do that. I think you got to put your best options out there on Friday and Saturday and figure it out on Sunday. I think moving him to Sunday, you're basically just kind of waving the white flag on Friday. I still think Nate Dome needs to be in a starting rotation. And I think now with Nixon getting healthy, and yes, I know he had a little struggle on Tuesday, but he's fine. He's going to be fine. He's just a little bit rusty. But again, getting Nixon back on the back end of that bullpen gives you options with Nate. We discussed it on your show before. You get him back, all of a sudden, you know, Nate becomes a guy that maybe can get you five or six as a starter. I think Gartman's a guy too. I think you pair those two together just because it's a different look. You know, it's a different look. It's a different velo. It's a different arm slot in many respects. But I think there's a place for everybody. But I think if I had to go fill out a lineup card today for the weekend and everybody's available to me, I think my rotation is Girangelo, Lofton, and Dome.
Wow. Okay. All right. I don't remember, Steve. I know you do. You were there. I didn't stay with the game long Tuesday. I don't want to surprise you. How many pitches did Lofton throw on Tuesday?
Yeah, he threw 79 or 80. So he's not.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I said if he was available.
Got it. Got it. Okay. All right.
And honestly, I think if you don't get a good Sunday start this week, I think then you throw somebody else against Samford, it could turn it into a Johnny Holstaff day on Tuesday, and you move off into Sunday.
Gotcha.
I had a major baseball scout told me last year in advance of the draft that Bradley Lofton was good enough to pitch in the SEC on Sundays last year as a high school player. And so now that he's here, and the walks have got to get better. He had a good day Tuesday, but it's all within himself. You know, it's not like it's not like he didn't know how to compete. And that's the thing that I've noticed about him is at times he'll pitch himself into trouble, but he's talented enough to pitch himself out of trouble.
Well, how would you handicap it? Blake's got it at a half a win over under in the Mississippi State Vanderbilt series.
Well, Blake had that 2 years ago. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know that I can put a lot in stock in what Blake's got to say this morning. You know, I don't even know what Blake had for breakfast, but, I think State could get one. And I think, again, you know, this weather situation is going to be interesting too. But
what's the latest?
And they're expected, you know, some serious weather after the game tonight. They got meteorology experts. I've got my weather app on my phone. You know,
so. Me too. I was just looking at it.
But, you know, for all week, it's shown that, you know, weather's good Friday and Saturday and then rain on Sunday. And then all of a sudden we get a little – one of our posters even posted up. The National Weather Service is forecasting severe weather for Starkville Friday night. I'm like, I don't know where you're seeing this, you know. But yeah, now here we are. And, you know, could be some pretty serious weather for Central and North Mississippi tonight.
Who has to get going at the plate now? Like, can't wait any longer.
Well, I think, you know, I think Imani Larry has dipped a little bit. You know, you'd like to see him get out and be the table setter again. I think Colton Ledbetter's picked it back up a little bit. They got him working backside a little bit. And an interesting note I dug up the other day, Ledbetter's played in 22 games and reached base 21 of those 22 games, you know. And so even when he isn't hitting bombs, he's moving the order, you know. And so I'm interested to see what they do with Aaron Downs this weekend. And I think one of the reasons that he played on Tuesday is there's a good chance he DHs some this weekend. I think, you know, Vanderbilt throwing all these lefties, you got to get some right-handed bats. And State does not have a true power right-handed bat. Most of the power is on the left-hand side. And so it'd be nice to see Downs have a good weekend. He had a good game Tuesday. Granted, it's Arkansas State, but it's good to see him get out there and swing it around a little bit. But, you know, State needs, I think, Aaron Downs to get going a little bit. I'd like to see, you know, Ledbetter, maybe the power numbers come back a little bit. You know, he carried us for a while. And I think putting Hunter Hines behind him gives him some protection. You know, Hines in that hole on Tuesday was rather interesting. And so I think Tuesday's lineup might be a little bit of a preview of some of the things you see this weekend. But I think Aaron Downs is probably a player to watch this weekend. I don't know that he has had the opportunities perhaps that he deserves so far, and it's just because of competition, you know. But him being the DH this weekend against us left-handers could be interesting.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Steve Robertson on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Chris Davis commit. Let's talk football. Chris Davis committed to Ole Miss. You know, an athlete out of Picayune who can fly. Mississippi State has their quarterback and an offensive lineman in the class. Where do you see this spring / summer football recruiting trending for MSU?
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting year with recruiting in Mississippi. And I touched on it on my Wednesday show, is that in some respects, and I mean this with all due respect to everybody involved, in-state recruiting the last couple of years has been kind of boring. And a lot of it's because State and Ole Miss hadn't really gone head-to-head for a lot of kids. I mean, last year, you know, State's got a lot of in-state kids, but outside of maybe Kelly Jones and one or two more, they kind of got them by default. And then you look at Aiden Williams, of course, and Get Perkins, you know, they were going to Ole Miss basically since birth. And so there wasn't a lot of drama. This year, I expect there to be a ton of drama when it comes to in-state recruiting. Number one, the state's absolutely loaded this year. I felt like it was going to be a really good year bordering on Greg. And the longer we get into this evaluation process, the depth and the fact there's so many players in this state that already have SEC opportunities. You already had a couple guys, and Norrell White commits to Arkansas, and J.J. Harrell's committed to Tennessee. I mean, to have early commitments to out-of-state SEC schools this early is just, I think, pretty good indication it's going to be a pretty crazy year. You know, probably a good year to be subscribed to 247 Sports, because I think there's going to be a ton of drama this year. And I think it's just really starting to build. And again, it's the quality of the prospects in this state. And so you're going to have a ton of out-of-state offers. And you're going to have a lot of head-to-head battles between State and Ole Miss.
Well, all right. Norrell White out of St. Martin's, Ocean Springs. Is that done? Does Mississippi State want him? Does Ole Miss want him? What's going on there?
I don't think anything's done with anybody at this point. Yeah, I think J.J. I think the process is really just starting. And I think a lot of guys, too, they're just kind of learning what their true options are. You know, and you take a visit and you go out there and all of a sudden it's like, you know, this is amazing. You know, we've had a handful of kids the last couple of years have committed to Oregon, you know, and it's like you go out there and see the facilities and then all of a sudden you got to realize that you can't get in the car and come home. Well, we get in the transfer portal, right? And so I think that's a lot of the stuff in the beginning. It's easy to be committed to a team that's 7-8 hours from home in March. It's really easy to do that. But what about when all of a sudden the reality situation comes in December, all of a sudden, man, playing at State and Ole Miss doesn't seem like such a bad deal. You know, I can come home. And so I don't put a lot of credibility in these decisions this early. I think really at this point, all you really know is who's leading. I don't think that those decisions are done. And I never, ever count out the in-state schools, ever, at any point. You know, that's not just in Mississippi. It's Alabama, Georgia, whoever. It's so difficult to beat the in-state schools on a kid they really want, unless you're a really special program. And so I don't know at this point that I would consider Tennessee or Arkansas special programs. And I think at this point, nobody can count those, take those commitments for granted, because I think State and Ole Miss both are going to be on both of those young men until the end of the process.
And are you expecting a two quarterback class from Arnett and Barbe, because Petty's sitting there at Starkville after they landed the kid out of Mobile?
Yeah, I think it's still probably a matter of discussion. But if I was betting on this, I would expect a two quarterback class. And I'm out there yesterday at practice, and it's good to be back out, you know, and have a chance to take some pictures and see guys. But, you know, you get three scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. That's it. you know, and one of those is a true freshman. And so, you know, I think when you look at the fact that, you know, I don't know how long Mike Wright's going to hang around. Does Will Rogers go pro this year? You know, I don't know. And so I think you've got to go out and get a couple quarterbacks just to begin to kind of replenish your room. You know, and I think Petty obviously is a local guy that's not scared to compete, but I don't think he'll be in any big hurry to commit and be a second quarterback in the class. I think it's probably something that happens much later in the process.
Were you surprised that they went ahead and took Josh Flowers, the quarterback out of Mobile, knowing that Petty is 2 miles away from the Mississippi State campus?
No, I was surprised that Josh Flowers was ready to commit this early. I wasn't surprised in the least that State was ready to take him. I think he's a very dynamic player. And if I had to handicap it, I would take Flowers over Petty. I mean, if you just turn the tape on, and I think Petty is a guy that's still, you know, obviously got some development to undergo, but, you know, he's right down the road. You can't take him for granted, but if it ends up being a one quarterback class, I think State's done exceptionally well getting Flowers, because he fits exactly what Kevin Barbe wants to run under center.
When are you expecting some commitments to come in? June? Mississippi State or before then?
They'll pick up a couple between now and then, but I think a lot of it's a spring evaluation period. You know, you want to get through your spring and you want to have a chance to get out and go see some of these kids in person, but they're doing a good job of week to week hosting prospects. You know, I mean, it's like they had like a junior day event, but it hadn't been the big cattle call thing. They're making these, very specific invitations for unofficial visitors coming in, doing the photo shoot. And that way they can kind of allocate more time and effort to the priority targets. And so I just don't get the sense right now that they're really pushing for a lot of guys, you know, especially with the defensive line class in the state this year. I mean, you better do your due diligence, because there are some really, really good ones in the state this year. And the more that I watch film and the more that I learn about kids, the more I realize that, you know, I don't know that State or Ole Miss, either one, or even Southern Miss, has to leave the state of Mississippi to fill their needs on the defensive line. And so you better take your time and get it right, because if you make a mistake with an in-state kid, you're kind of saddled with that commitment, and you may take the wrong kid if you make a jump too soon.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Steve Robertson, Jeans Page, 247 Sports, and the Boneyard Podcast. Steve, have a good weekend. Thanks, man. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Bundle your car and home and save with your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Favorites.com. You can hit it right now. Get a quote in 4 minutes or less. FAVE. Favorites.com. So it sounded to me like Steve was talking about getting one game for Mississippi State. Obviously, you'd like two, but trying to find a way to get a game. Do you like the idea of moving Girangelo to Sunday?
I thought Steve's take on the idea of waving the white flag on Friday is an interesting take. Your job as a head coach is to win games. Win games.
But if it sends a message in the clubhouse...
Does it?
It could. Very well could. Because they're not dumb. They understand what kind of, you know, stuff that kid has.
If you get Cade Smith back, it's an easy transition, right?
Yeah, but we don't. He's not there yet.
I know, but
so
but
we're
that's
dealing
all
with this
from,
weekend.
All I hear from Steve is, well, if you get this guy back and if you get that guy back, that's all we hear from them.
No, I think, but with what you got to work with right now,
yeah,
Girangelo.
What's your best chance to win one against Vanderbilt? Is Girangelo on Friday a better chance to win than Girangelo on Sunday?
No.
Okay,
and then Dome. I almost wonder if you start Dome on Saturday, but they're going to give Gartman another run at it. But I get the combo of Gartman and Dome. And
well, in theory,
Aaron Nixon is back, but what kind of is he still on a very, very low pitch count?
Well, and I think the one caveat to the Girangelo on Friday and Gartman on Saturday is, in theory, if you get blown out and or win, but you don't have to use Nate Dome on the first 2 days, well, then Nate Dome starting Sunday is probably your best starting option outside of Girangelo starting
Sunday. And Dome
Sunday
may be a better option, but you're exactly – we may be splitting hairs there, and I don't know. I know they're obviously both different. That's a good point. On if I don't know how – Well, if you get blown out, then Dome is still there.
Correct.
On Sunday.
I don't know how you win and not use Nate Dome.
Well, that's a
good point. It's kind of your point. Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears to Lamar Jackson. Blake, what do you make of one of Lamar Jackson's pals who's trying to negotiate as an agent who's not a registered agent is getting basically censored by the NFL?
Well, and I don't even know if they're pals or if it's his weird business associate that he's got now. So Lamar Jackson, it went viral yesterday. The NFL front office put out a cease and desist memo essentially saying teams cannot negotiate with a man named Ken Francis. Which
that is such a great name.
I promise that's not a made. Well, it may be made up, but he is a real person. Like, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a meme. I thought someone had like hacked the NFL account or something. Ken Francis is this guy's name.
He sounds like a guy in a Tom Clancy novel. Right?
My first thought was, is this a guy that's like hooking up with some chick on Ashley Madison and he's using a fake name at a Motel 6?
Okay.
Ken Francis, right? Like, I need a fake name. Well, the NFL puts out a memo. Teams cannot negotiate with this Ken Francis guy. Well, it comes out that Ken Francis, who is not an NFL agent, is a Florida entrepreneur and inventor who has come out with a new workout program and machine and somehow got partnered up with Lamar Jackson, who's going to endorse this workout machine, and then may have started negotiating for Lamar Jackson with NFL teams.
Don't you love the fact that he may have been sitting like in his living room within the last couple of days and just said, you know what, I'm going to call the front office of X.
Just see what they'll give Lamar.
And just see what they'll give to Lamar. I'll start negotiating.
Lamar came out in a tweet yesterday and said, man, y'all stop lying. You know this man ain't negotiating for me. And then an hour later, posted a tweet with a video where he calls Ken his business partner and unveils the new workout machine.
All right, so where is this trending with Lamar Jackson?
Well, and is this the most botched job of like a contract negotiation / QB in his prime ever?
Very well, especially modern era. Yeah. Ken Francis. I don't know. He's Lamar Jackson's buddy. And everybody's an entrepreneur if you're on Instagram, so he also claims to be an entrepreneur. We're live in the Bank Plus studio on a Baseball Hoops Friday.